This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump laid out his plan for reopening the U.S. federal government, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it is a non-starter. Speaking at the White House Saturday afternoon, the president outlined a plan that includes nearly $6 billion for a border wall with Mexico.
The plan includes $5.7 billion for a strategic deployment of physical barriers or a wall. This is not a 2,000-mile concrete structure from sea to sea. These are steel barriers in high-priority locations.
The president's plan also includes 3 years of legislative relief for so-called dreamers, people whose parents brought them into the country illegally when they were children, as well as for holders of temporary protected status. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement before the president spoke that Trump's proposals had been previously rejected and did not represent a good faith effort to restore certainty to people's lives. President Donald Trump and his key ally, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, continue to have different opinions on America's strategy in Syria. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
According to President Trump,
we've gone into Syria and in 2 years, reduced it to about 99% of the territorial caliphate.
But Senator Lindsey Graham has a different opinion.
But there are thousands of ISIS fighters that lurk in Syria, and the goal of destroying ISIS is not yet accomplished.
Graham, who was visiting Turkey, added, an American withdrawal from Syria that has not been thought through would lead to chaos and, quote, an Iraq on steroids. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yellow vest protests continued across France for the 10th week in a row on Saturday. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the protests in Paris were mostly peaceful, but there were clashes in other cities.
Marchers congregated near the French Parliament and moved through the city's left bank. This time, the demonstrations were largely peaceful, though many shops were shut in case of trouble. There were calls for Macron to resign from the crowds, and some had made coffin-shaped placards in commemoration of the 10 deaths since the protests began. The deaths were mainly due to accidents when demonstrators obscured roads. The yellow vests are named after the fluorescent jackets French motorists must have in their cars. Their protests began in November over fuel tax hikes, which were later scrapped. But the movement has brought to light wider unrest over Macron's policies. Macron has launched a number of national debates in a bid to quell public discontent and improve his reputation.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. Thousands of women gathered in cities in the United States and around the world Saturday for the third annual Women's March to demand gender equality and call attention to environmental concerns and immigrant rights, among other issues. But as AP's Julie Walker reports, controversy surrounded some of those marches.
At the downtown rally organized by the Women's March in New York City, protester Laura Loomer ambushed the stage, yelling that they don't represent Jewish people and it's a Nazi march. She was escorted away and earned a rebuke from organizer Agunda Okeyo.
What we're doing today is we're going to uplift each other and we're going to make sure we stay positive.
The controversy stems from Women's March co-leader Tamika Mallory's refusal to denounce Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who's known partly for his anti-Semitic rhetoric. Julie Walker, New York.
Somali military officials said Saturday that more than 70 al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters were killed as they tried to overrun a government military base and in a subsequent airstrike near the port city of Kismayo. AP's Karen Chamas reports a U.S. military statement took credit for killing 52 militants.
The statement specifies the airstrike took place near Jilib in the middle Juba area. The U.S. says Somali forces had come under attack by a large group of the al-Qaeda-linked extremists. There are no reports of Americans killed or wounded. Al-Shabaab controls large parts of rural southern and central Somalia and continues to carry out high-profile attacks in the capital, Mogadishu, and elsewhere. The group claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on a luxury hotel complex in Kenya's capital. I'm Karen Chamas.
And Mexican authorities say now at least 66 people were killed and 76 others injured when an oil pipeline exploded Friday night in Hidalgo. Officials said the leak and explosion were caused by fuel thieves. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.